Well, Welsh is fantastic to see you here. Of course, it's major semi-finals day, but when it comes to this time of the year, you're a bit of an old pro, having won four Heath Shields. It's a fantastic time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's a very exciting time finishing off the season. And then to see that game this afternoon, Walker and Pirates, what a great clash, you know. Two contrasting styles. Walker burnt Pirates on the outside and Pirates tried to graft up the middle. And it was a great game of footy. And it'll be interesting to see what happens in a fortnight's time to see who gets to play Pirates.
Also, of course, you know what it's like to prepare for a team through the season. How do you change things from the home and away through to playing in playoffs? Is it less training, or focus on skills, or trying to rest everybody up, or do you get more work in, or, you know, to make sure you prepare for what will be 100-minute games in every single game that is a playoff?
Yeah, mate, I think it's a combination of all that when you're coaching at this time of year. You've got to manage injuries, which you're going to have, and at the same time, you need to be making sure that they get enough work. Pirates now with 2 weeks off, they've got to make sure they work hard in this first week, and that'll put them in a good place for that grand final. And it just depends on where you are, but it's a combination of all those things, mate. So you've got to manage it, and the people that manage it the best, they're not getting the results that they're looking for.
And also, you'll turn over quite a few players through the year. You might have 30 or 35 players. So you've got to rely on your second-grade coach as well, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's the toughest gig in any competition, let alone Central Central North, being a reserve-grade coach. You know, you're feeding that first-grade side, and every club wants their first-grade to do well, and you're that nursery, and you've got to provide that nurturing background to ensure that the skill set improves and they can fill into that first grade when the opportunities arrive. So, yeah, it's a really hard gig, and the clubs that do it best are the ones that are all here today, actually, when you have a look at them. You know, how good were they that reserve grade game today? Moree and Narrabri, fantastic.
Of course, you've had 3 years away from actually coaching. It's still massive legacy of the club, winning premierships and also bringing through juniors. Must be personally satisfying to see all the work you've done with others within the club, such as Kelvin and the like, to see the success continue to flow off the bat.
Stuart Prowse, at the president, has been fantastic, and, you know, Matty Kelly's fitted right into the shoes, and, you know, it's just a matter of giving those blokes opportunities, and they're doing a great job, and they continue to do a good job, and when they step away, there'll be good people in behind them too. It's all about a succession plan, and they've got that down here at the moment, Pirates, it's a bit of a culture, and once you've got it, it's hard to lose it.
Of course, you're now the development officer for Northern New South Wales for New South Wales Rugby. How have you enjoyed the last 3 years? You said you took a third of a pay cut or two thirds of a pay cut, but you've never been happier at 72.
Right, yeah. You're right about the first part of the equation. Just missed the second part, but yeah, no, it's I love it. I can't believe that they pay me to do what I do. I love getting into the junior clubs and getting to their gala days and trying to spend as much time as we possibly can with the kids. And then obviously the other part of that is, you know, we've got NRC and helping some clubs. I was at Walgett last week, and I've been to Gunnedah the last couple of weeks, and been out to Moree and done some work with the senior clubs, and I really relish that, and I love those invitations when I do get them. So it's great to get a broad piece of the landscape, which I'm really enjoying. And we've got the NRC coming up, and that's not far away, and we're just putting all those pre-match games together and working with Andrew Blades at the Country Eagles and putting all that together, and all those junior clubs are going to get opportunity to play, which is fantastic.
How do you see the state of the game? There's plenty of flack from people who don't know what they're doing. I think they're called the old media, but certainly at a junior level throughout Darling Downs, Central West, Western Plains, also of course into the New England as well with Friday Night Rugby. How do you see the things there, not only with that but also Central North Rugby in the juniors and feeding it through to the bigger prizes up north and in regards to playing here in the Central North Premiership, but moving through to play club rugby and also Super Rugby?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we always look at the top end, and we are a bit dishevelled up there at the top end, and we need to certainly get that right. But when you look down at where we're at, like the game's in pretty good shape. Our junior executive are really working hard and looking at different things that they can do. Our numbers are good. The things that are happening, great, the people don't see. You know, Paddy Ryan at Moree last week, you know, refereeing under-8s and under-10, cracking under-10s game between Moree and Narrabri last week. You know, exit strategies from 10-year-olds and ball going from one side of the field. It was fantastic. It was, and he refereed that and did some 12 stuff too. And the kids really relished it and enjoyed it. And the grassroots of the game and where we are, I mean, it's in a pretty healthy state. We'd all like more players playing. But the product that we're putting on the paddock as per today, the four games today, I mean, the 17s game was electric, the 19s was a great game to watch, the reserve grade was a spectacle, and then, you know, they really turned it on in first grade. So, I mean, the stuff on the field is good, and the game continues to get good at this level. I think we focus on too much at the top end. We all just need to be focused about what we can do at our local clubs and make the game better and show others how much we enjoy it, and they'll latch on and be a part of it.
Now, if you want to be that full body experience, of course, we've got Viva Sevens in the summer as well. You can get in touch with Walshy. His email address is gwalsh@nswrugby.com.au. Also, his mobile number is 0439 0800 621 106. Thanks for your time, Walshy. Wish you all the best as you enjoy Grand Final Day at Pirates.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Always good to talk.